tell me about the average person. I mean, you've told us about the different reasons we would come to you. What kind of a person is going to do best in mediation? I mean, is it just anybody who wants to experience, you know, all those benefits you just told us about? I mean, is mediation for everyone? Or is there some...
Mediation actually is for everyone, it's a very powerful tool that we have. As I mentioned, over 80% of the cases that we have get resolved effectively through mediation. However, there is an ideal person or persons that come to do Christian mediations, and those would be people that really want to do what the Bible says, because the whole goal of Christian mediations is not just to resolve the dispute. That's, yes, we want to do that, and yes, we will do that, but our goal is to bring the reconciliation, because we think that's going to be the most powerful tool and witness that we can have. It frees up the individuals to move forward in their lives and get beyond the conflict. It's also just a tremendous and powerful testimony to the world, which is embroiled in conflicts every day.
Mm. That telephone call that we just heard, it was your money mentor calling. And here's what he said from Proverbs 25:8: "Do not go hastily to court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbor has put you to shame?"
Well, you know, the interesting thing about the Bible is it sort of tells it like it is. And when you go to court, are sort of taking a gamble is what you're doing. Some of the best cases that were put on by the most talented lawyers were put before a group of 12 well-meaning men and women, and strange outcomes can happen. So there is no guarantee when you go to court. Your best resolution is to keep the dispute in your own hands work it out so that it makes sense, because you're the most knowledgeable person about the real-world impacts of this dispute on you. And by working it out with the other person, we come up with solutions that not only make sense, but they really work.
And does this make sense money-wise? I would imagine, I mean, court things in the cases, those can go on for so long and cost so much money. I imagine this is actually more economical.
Oh, it's tremendously more economical. If you look at it, it's staggeringly more economical. Court cases go on minimum 1 year, typically 2, 3, 4 years, not counting appeals. The costs just escalate and mount the longer the case goes on and the closer you get to trial. Mediations are virtually all done in one day. They're informal. The amount of preparation that goes into them is not very difficult at all. You don't need to prepare for mediation because you've been living with the dispute and you're very intimately familiar with it. What you need is you need an effective way to resolve it. And that's what we do in mediation.
So you told us a little bit about what that looks like, but say I'm one of the parties, what are some things you would ask me? I mean, I want to just know what it would actually be like to be sitting in that room. Say I've come to you with, I don't know, what would be a typical case? Are there typical cases?
They vary greatly, but one case that is not uncommon is a dispute between a partnership, between two partners. There may be a situation where one of the partners is either passed away or some way left the company or maybe even have left it to a family member, and now there's new parties involved. So there's new relationships, and a lot of times it's communication issues that we're dealing with. There's a lot of misunderstandings that lead to conflicts. So the first thing we do is we would try to get out what it is that the parties are having difficulty with. We would spend a little time, going backwards and finding out the genesis. But our main focus is to bring the parties, what I like to say, a change of tense from the past to the present and the future. If we can focus on the present and the future and stop talking about what happened in the past, we're a long way down the road towards resolving the dispute. We'll try to identify what some of the underlying causes are.
Okay, Matt, thank you so much. So if we're interested in that, we could just call you on the telephone. Let me give that number again. It's 888-704-5400. 5556 and talk to you, and you'd be able to tell us whether we can actually do this or not.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Matt Argue. You're a great money mentor today. We thank you so much. And I want to remind all of you, too, to log on to our website, ibudget.org. We have lots of resources there. Well, that's our time for today. Thank you for joining us. And I want you all to know that we pray for you. We really do. So we pray that you're able to put some of this into practice in your life. I'm Liza Frampton with Matt Argue, encouraging you to just boldly walk forward and make your money count.
You've been listening to The Money Mentor here on KPRZ 1210 AM, brought to you by Christian Credit Counselors.